Our Mary J. Blige even, and Family Affair on Radio Air. Morning, it's Caroline and Ant for breakfast.
When the going gets tough, the good people of West Yorkshire step forward. Caroline and Ant's good people doing good.
So with times being as peculiar as they are, it is good to know that there are still good people out there doing good things. And that's what good people doing good, funnily enough, is all about.
Today we are catching up with Nick once again. Nick is in Morley and he's done all kinds of stuff during this pandemic. He's made loads of stuff. He's made headbands to stop people's face masks hurting when they took around the ears. He made phone apps, there's a phone app which is brilliant that encourages kids to wash their hands, all kinds of stuff like that.
And last time we spoke to him, Nick, you had some free CE masks for anyone who needed them. And then a group of dentists heard our chat, gave us a call, and now, I mean, not to blow your trumpet or anything, but now you've potentially stopped toothache for hundreds of people across Leeds.
Yeah, so some dentists got in touch and said, look, we've got dentists with the drill in their hand, but they're not able to use it. All we can do is we can send the most urgent ones to hospital and we can give the others antibiotics. So I gave them 50 free CE mark face shields. So these are now all going to get spread out between dental practices around Leeds. And this means that people that have been in tooth pain for months will get treatment sooner.
That's amazing.
This is amazing, because I'm one of these people. I chunked a load of my tooth out and they've said use the end of a baby bell and try and file it down with a nail file. And the concept is horrendous, having to wait even longer. But because of you, I can actually get in and see a dentist and get myself sorted. This is incredible.
Yes, they're able to treat people sooner. Dentists were only given 10 days notice to open up. And that is just not enough time.
The fact that they would have been able to open and it was the PPE and those sort of face masks that were sort of holding them back. Such a small thing, but such an important thing as well.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic that they've got that.
It really is. So you're a hub, aren't you, for frontline face shields East Anglia. So they've given you a mass load of these CE masks. You've got how many left?
I've got 65 left.
And these have been sort of earmarked, haven't they, for teachers and for nurseries. So if anybody listening is a teacher in a school or works in a school or a nursery, how can they get their hands on these face masks?
Go to thewillofthepeople.live and fill out the form.
thewillofthepeople.live. That's the thing that people need to remember, because actually last time we spoke to you, so many people got in touch.
You were getting calls. I've been getting calls. I've been getting emails. So just, there's now a form, fill out the form. I'll prioritise for those at greatest risk, and I'll help everyone I can, either with free CE mark face shields or 3D printed ones, which are not CE marked.
But this is just amazing, and the fact that it's free as well, and you're just doing this out of the goodness of your own heart. Like you've set up a GoFundMe campaign as well called The Will of the People. You're asking people to just donate what they can in order to keep these products being made, really, and delivered, and cover those costs of those things.
Yeah, so shipping more expensive than the contents of the package.
Right. Okay.
If people could find the GoFundMe campaign called The Will of the People and donate, that would be amazing, and that would help me carry on.
Listen, thank you so much for everything you're doing for all of us across Leeds, and obviously keep us updated with how it's going.
Will do. Thank you very much.
Across West Yorkshire, Radio Air News.
Boris Johnson said...